Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello, and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast, where we're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. I am your host, Jonathan Milligan, and I'm excited today to bring another story right from inside our own Blogging Your Passion community. If you have not had a chance yet to find out about Val Brown, you're going to find out about her today. So let me give you a little background on her, and then we're going to jump in and have a conversation with her. This is a newer feature that we're doing where we are talking with people who are right in the trenches. They're making amazing stuff happen with things that they're passionate about, their story, their experience, and that's what we're going to do today. So Val is an Emmy Award-winning producer with more than 30 years in the field and an organization development specialist that has worked both in the private and public sectors. And today, Val is actually helping businesses and high-performing entrepreneurs create business results and transformational change through the power of their own story. Val, I'm excited to have you here. Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion show.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's great to be here.
And I love Val. I've actually even asked Val to coach me through how I do video, and she's just awesome. I can't wait for you guys to know a little bit about her. In fact, that's where we're going to start today, Val. Why don't you just take a moment, tell us a bit about your background.
Thank you, Jonathan. Well, in thinking back about my early beginnings, I guess I always was destined, I think, to do something in television. I started out as a kid doing a lot of stuff on stage, and I was a total reading junkie, loved reading stories. And if I wasn't reading, I was out riding my horses and had a lot of animals. We grew up in sort of a rural area, so we were all 4-H'ers, and it was great. There was a lot about community, and that's played a really big role in my career. Flash forward a little bit to high school as a foreign exchange student, and that really just opened my eyes to a bigger world. And I knew that I wanted to write and travel. I just got the bug from that. And so by the time I was in my senior year in high school, I actually had a job at the local newspaper. And I was just hooked. There was just the sound of, you know, the typewriters. We were perpetual deadlines. It was a constant state of adrenaline, and I loved it. And wanted to get my degree in journalism. I had a scholarship to go to college, and found out about my first semester in that was going to take me 6 years, and my scholarship was for only 4, and I was like, this isn't going to work. So I found a different major, speech communication, which is the study of human communication, which ended up really opening so many doors for me, studying interpersonal, intercultural communication, business communication, and studying the art of persuasion and rhetoric and debate. So really rounded out my communication skills in a very different way. And I still kept writing. I actually wrote for a travel magazine through college, through an internship. And then that turned into a job for me when I graduated. So I did that for a little while. And then I started, I need to back up a little bit because there was a major event that happened when I was in college. About a year before I graduated, we found out my mom had terminal cancer. And I just was like, Mom, I just so wanted her to see me graduate from college. I was the first out of 4 girls to go to college. And she didn't, but it really changed me a lot. Being her caretaker made me a lot more empathetic, I think, and have a lot more compassion. And it took me a while to get over that. So even though I was writing the travel magazine and I had, you know, a good job, I was still really, really sad and felt like I needed to do something else. And I remembered one of the girls where I'd worked in college was in a television program. And I thought, you know what? That sounds like something that, you know, I could really sink my teeth into. And day one, I was hooked. I knew that that's where I belonged. And so I was really, really fortunate to spend my entire career working in the communications industry and television, you know, building studios, running studios. We had a daily newscast and produced and wrote a lot of programming. And the beautiful thing about it was the connection to the community. I like to say that I've interviewed everybody from senators to street sweepers. Mm-hmm. And it was just a fabulous, fabulous opportunity. And the way organization development came into it was I would have people come in and ask me to write a script to fix something. Typically, it was in a business situation. It was like, oh, if they just understood, can you write a video to help them understand? And I could intuitively tell that it was something more. It wasn't just about communication. It felt like there was something structural or maybe leadership. And so that led me eventually to do my grad work in organization development, which really gave me the lens and the language to be able to talk about change when structurally something isn't working in an organization. And so now when I help people find their story, it's either to help them support their product or their brand, or to create change in an organization. And there's always stories. That's what keeps our cultures in place in workplaces. So, yeah, that's how I got here today, and I'm just having a blast doing it.
Well, and what I love about your story is that it actually brings and encompasses all these different elements into what you're gifted in and what you do today and what you bring. And I know one of the benefits I think that I've experienced with you is you're very intuitive on understanding the bigger picture in a video, because it's communication, as you know, is not just dispensing information from one person into another person. There is meaning in the emotion. There's meaning in the environment. There's meaning in the set. And there's a lot of pieces in that go into the story and the authentic part of us as well. And so that's what I appreciate most about you, is you have that knack or that ability to see that. And I think that's what people can benefit from, that especially in the Blogging Your Passion community, from what you offer.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. It really is. When you create a story, it is, there's the narrative, but there's the visual that supports the narrative. And there's also a purpose for telling a story. And I think that's the one thing that I see most often when I start working with people, is helping them get really clear about the purpose of telling their story. And then anytime they do video, what is your purpose? What is it that you want to achieve as a result of creating this video? So thank you. It's a lot of fun. I love doing it.
That's awesome. So Val, tell everybody kind of more about your current online platform that you have and who's it for.
Well, actually, I have a couple of things I'm doing. Is I've had a blog for a little while, and I recently started my podcast, Camera Ready with Val Brown. And what I wanted to do with that is I really believe that if you want to communicate credibly and to a wider audience, both in business or anywhere in life, then you need to be confident and comfortable in front of the camera. And that means whether it's for video or photos. And I just realized that I have a lot of knowledge just from working behind the camera for so many years that can really help people almost take a shortcut. I think that that's something that keeps people from doing video, is because there's a lot of unknowns, whether it's the equipment or where do I look or how do I, you know, what do I wear or where, what should I say? And all of those things can make video seem overwhelming. So the podcast right now is really my focus. My blog, actually, this upcoming quarter, I'm going to be doing a lot more blogging. So I'm really excited about that. And that's in large part to you, Jonathan, and your encouragement and just being involved with your community. I've just seen so much great work. It's like, I want to get out there too, and I want to get my blog going. So that's
what's on the horizon. Awesome. So what I love about, you know, bringing people that are inside of our Blogging Your Passion community is that they can hear from other peers and future mentors as well, kind of about the process we all go through. Success is never easy. It has a lot of backs and forths and shortcuts and long cuts and twisty roads, and it's messy. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I want to maybe talk about is, what's been the hardest thing that you've had to face so far with launching your online platform?
Ooh, good question. There's been a few things. There's sort of a thread. First and foremost, it's clarity. It's clarity about what your platform needs to have in it, and getting really clear about your brand, your point of view, and being consistent. That, to me, was, I had a lot to say. It's, you know, narrowing it down, making sure that you know, your target audience is who can really benefit from what you're sharing. But it was also, all right, so now that I know what I need to do, it's the actual discipline and the day-to-day doing it. And I sort of had a switch flip one day for me when it got really, really clear. It's like, okay, my blog, my podcast, my website, my videos, all of those go together. And I don't know, I just, all of a sudden, it made sense to me. And so the discipline to get to that point, and then, because I produced a lot of weekly television shows, and I had a pretty good idea that there was going to be a lot of work involved in a podcast. And so the biggest challenge today is just staying in a workflow that's streamlined and efficient and turning out great content consistently. And I will say it's getting easier. And in getting that clarity really helped me once I understood that those different pieces all needed to work together.
Yeah. And I love that clarity and consistency. I think for a lot of people, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a year, if you could really focus in on those two, what do I need to do to get some more clarity? And what do I need to do to be more consistent? And it's amazing how that clarity and consistency can really build up over time. And it's, you know, there's two kind of mottos that I've hung on to. And that is, you know, first one dealing with clarity is that clarity comes from movement, which mm-hmm. I think is so true. And we're often afraid of getting it wrong. And so we wait and we wait and we delay mm-hmm. and we delay and we get stuck in what Marie Forleo calls the creative cul-de-sac, where we're just going round and round and round, and we're not mm-hmm. getting, it's like we're expending energy in a rocking chair and things aren't moving forward. The mm-hmm. only way to get that real clarity is jump out there and start, and you refine it over time. And I'm sure that's what you've experienced. And, mm-hmm. and then I would say on the consistency is that consistency breeds momentum. Mm-hmm. And that if the more that we show up and the more that we are consistent with the value first content that we want to put out there, it does breed momentum over time. And so I love that you brought up those two. I think those are two that if people can latch on to, it can really be a help to them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That was 100% is that once you get that clarity, then it's like, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. Then just do it. And I wasn't, you know, it is that whole thing, the momentum that you get from doing it. I can already see a difference in where I was when I started to now. And it's like, oh, you know, what seems so hard when I got started? It's like, oh, okay, I've got that. And it's fun. I mean, it feels really good. And that's the one thing I'd really like to encourage anybody who's feeling stuck is to take that first step. And it doesn't have to be a huge step. You know, if it's just getting a piece of paper out and writing podcast on it or blog and, you know, just opening a folder and getting something started, that little bit of momentum can get you going to actually complete what it is that you know that is going to move your business forward.
Awesome. So on the other side, what's been the most exciting thing that you've experienced so far?
Well, other than clarity, actually, you know what? I really have enjoyed hearing from listeners that tell me that they're hearing that. I've really enjoyed hearing from listeners that they're really learning something from the podcast and that they're actually trying some of the things, you know, trying out new behaviors and that they're building their confidence. And I do hear from people saying, gosh, I wish I would have known this before I paid to get my headshots done. And it just makes me feel really good that, you know, people are getting value from it and I'm helping them.
Absolutely. That is always a huge encouragement. So good. So I also want to cover, you know, the practical, what it kind of looks like for you. And again, all of us have different set of hours we can invest in building our business. So the goal is not necessarily quantity, but it's quality, and everybody's different, but I think we can learn from what each other's doing, even though for a lot of us, we probably feel like we're a complete mess. You were telling me earlier that, Jonathan, man, you're just cranking out all this content. And I'm thinking, I still feel like a complete mess. So even though we feel that way, we definitely have little tips and little things that we're doing that is working for us. And so I want you maybe just take a moment and kind of share a little bit of what your typical work week looks like. You can go as specific or as general as you want, but just what it looks like that's been helpful for you to kind of move things forward and get things done.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that really helped me was talking to a lot of other people that are in the entrepreneur space and reading articles like what's working for them. Because I know that when I first started working on my own, I have plenty of distractions, as all of us do. And my main one being that I don't live that far from the ocean and I like to spend my time there. And so I started, actually, I finally figured out, it's like, you know, working offsite a couple days a week really is healthy. And so I would say that, you know, pay attention to like where you see your energy going and also pay attention to what those distractions are. And I made a concerted effort to start being disciplined about, okay, you know, I'm going to work in time blocks and I schedule my meetings all on the same day. So, I have certain days of the week where instead of, you know, going out on different days, it's like, oh, okay, these days are for meetings, these days are for writing. That's helped a lot. It's taken a lot of the guilt away. One of the biggest things I had to learn was to give myself permission when I needed to spend an afternoon learning how to design something or about an app. I had to give myself permission to do that because I was always feeling guilty, like, oh, there's something else I need to do. So once I got clear about that, I said, okay, well, fine. And then just schedule some time for that. And that's really helped a lot. And then starting my podcast has really forced me to be disciplined about where my time goes. And I'm not saying that I don't, you know, have my days where it's like, gee, it's a beautiful day out. I think that, you know, a walk at the beach would really clear my head. And it usually does. And or spending time in my garden. So I feel like I finally have hit my stride, and like you, it's not perfect. Like there's always more to do than I have time to do, but by blocking some, creating some time blocks, that's helped me a lot.
Awesome. So let's talk monetization. Many people are wanting to take their experience, their skills, their story, their passion, and they want to build an audience that serves others, but also has the ability to produce income. And I know that's more than likely the case for you. So do you have some like monetization ideas that you're excited about, either you're getting ready to launch or maybe you've already launched, or talk to us a little bit about what's swirling around in your head as far as ideas that you're excited about?
You know, actually right now, what I am really, really excited about is starting online training. I have heard from a lot of people where that one-on-one, that, you know, and just the practice of being on camera. And so I'm getting ready to start, there'll be like 4-week workshops that I'll be doing where we'll have a Facebook community where people come together and support each other to get over their fears about being in front of the camera and have conversations. Because the thing about what stops you from being in front of the camera is not necessarily, you know, the things that we think, like, I don't know what to wear or where to look. But a lot of it are the self-limiting stories that we tell ourselves about whether or not we're good enough to do this. And so I find that when people can come together and talk about it and find out that they're not alone, just like what we're doing here, you're not alone, that it really helps them release a lot of that. And they get pretty fast results as far as like, wow, I can do this. So that, and then I'm also creating some online materials for people so that if they're not able to work in a workshop, that they have the opportunity to improve their skills. So those two things are lighting me up right now, and I'm working on an ebook that I'm going to get out pretty soon. So yeah, those are the two things that are forefront for me right now.
Love it. All right. So knowing what you know today, what advice would you give to your beginner self if you could go back in time?
Oh my goodness. There's a few things I'd do differently. I wouldn't wait as long to get started. I think that if you have something valuable to share and there's people that are out there that will benefit from your expertise, you need to have your voice heard. And just like you said, even if it's not perfect, just by doing it, the momentum, the people that you meet, and just that great feeling knowing that you're helping someone. So that would be first and foremost. And then I would also, I think how do I describe this? It would be really understanding that big picture about all the things that go into building a platform. And I know that you have a really good magnet that talks about the flow of the steps that you need to do. Mm-hmm. Using models really can help you get that visual clarity about, oh, this is what I need to focus on right now, because when I'm done here, then I can take the next step. And I think what happens, and I know it did for me when I first got started, I was looking at everything mm-hmm. instead of the sequential steps that I needed to take. And if you, Mike Kim always likes to say success is sequential. And I think that it's really, really true. Is success is sequential. It's not simultaneous. It doesn't happen all at once. It's a series of steps that you take and complete and move yourself forward. So yeah, that would have been good to know when I first got started.
And I totally agree with you, because it's so easy to get just lost in the doing of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, why am I doing this? And maybe we don't ever ask that question. We're just like, okay, somebody over here said do this, I'm gonna do that. Somebody watched this video, they said to do this, and I heard this podcast, I need to be doing that. And then we just get overwhelmed. We're like, what is it that we're really trying to do? And I think that for me is what is part of the mission of what I'm trying to do at Blogging Your Passion, is help people connect the dots of this is why you're doing this, and this is why you're doing that, and this is the goal here, and here's how you do it. And I think that kind of helps you to kind of settle in and be like, okay, so there's like five different ways I could do this particular thing. Which one works best? So I don't have to do all five. So mm-hmm. I think that's so true, is get the bigger picture for sure.
Right. And then if you know where you are on the map, right? You know, right. Like I say, if you don't know where you're going, any road will do. Mm-hmm. And when you have that map, it's like, okay, this is what I need to be working on this quarter. And your 90-day sprints have been, I will have to say that has really been invaluable to me, because it has made me break down the work into those, the 90-day focus, 90-day goals mm-hmm. with the two-week sprints. Because it's like, okay, at the end of 2 weeks, I know I'm going to have this done. And that is a really sequential process. And I have really taken a lot of benefit from that.
Awesome. Well, I want to allow people to connect with you, and especially in the area of if they feel like, man, I need to tell my story better. I need to get better at my visual communication, either through video or headshots. How can people best connect with you, Val?
Easiest way to find me is on my website at visualbridgecommunication.com. That's visualbridgecommunication.com. And there's links to all my social media there, and my blog and my podcast. And I also have a special gift for Blogging Your Passion listeners. If you go to visualbridgecommunication.com/VYP, there is a PDF that you can download that will help you prepare for your next television or headshot appearance, where we talk about what to wear and hair, makeup, accessories, and I think it takes some of the mystery out of what to do to prepare.
That is awesome. What a great value add. I think I'm going to be downloading that myself. So that is super cool. Well, listen, Val, thank you so much again for coming and sharing a little bit about what you're up to and kind of the process you've gone through with building your brand. I'm so excited that you're part of the Blogging Your Passion community and glad you are investing in us as well. So thanks again for coming.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. It was my pleasure.